Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 1 through 10. The Reverend Dr. Steve Shave is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The reading this morning is from Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. Remember the Lord your God. The whole commandment that I command you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers. And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you, and your foot did not swell these 40 days. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you. So you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God, walking in his ways and by fearing him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing out in the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. And you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, have habitation in your house, and a place for your glory in us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, have habitation in your house, and a place for your glory in us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
40 years. 40 years of a whole nation wandering aimlessly. A whole nation once great in the Lord, now humbled, deemed irrelevant, a laughingstock, really. Where is their Lord now? Others asked. 40 years with prosperity nowhere in sight. The only thing in front of this nation, desolation. Wilderness. They walked away from God. They walked away from his word. They long since strayed from the path. A whole generation buried in the sand. Now, there's much debate whether or not our great nation's economy is on the rebound or if things are only going to get worse. There's much debate whether our culture is too far gone to ever recover, or will it just self-implode? There's much debate among the Christian church whether this nation has strayed so far from the Word of God, even in the church, that we can ever find our way back. What if it means 40 years? What if it means 40 years of things not getting any better? Who among us here today will remain to see prosperity again, rather than a lifetime of desolation in the wilderness? But we have been given the whole commandment that we are to be careful to do, that we might live and multiply and go in and possess a promised land that was sworn to our fathers. We are to look at these, our forefathers who wandered in the wilderness to realize that God tests the hearts of men. As we are to examine our own hearts as to whether we have kept these commands. And no doubt, we have not. We have failed the test. To love God above all things and to love our neighbors as ourselves, so it is that God humbles. We do not keep these commands in and of ourselves any more than we could provide for ourselves in the desert. Yes, we are completely dependent upon God. And yes, God disciplines us for not walking in His ways. God disciplines us for not fearing He who is our judge. And no doubt we may not like this discipline to be left to hunger, wandering for so long that our shoes would wear out and our feet would swell, thirsting with no water in sight, all because we wander. We wander into this wilderness of sin. We went out into the desert looking for life, only to see death and decay all around us. So I'll ask you, are you tired and in despair from feeling lost in the wilderness? Are you parched from living in this dry, desolate desert? Does it feel like you're being buried under the hot sand? Are you hungering for something, but you just can't find satisfaction? Well then, I have good news for you today. Man does not live on bread alone. There is a bread from heaven for you in the barren desert. There is a water that miraculously pours from a rock. There is a garment that will not wear out on your journey, and it is all given to you in God's Son. God the Father has sent His Son in the Spirit to walk in our wilderness, to bear the heat, to endure the starvation, to thirst, to suffer, and to die. Christ alone walks the barren path to Golgotha for you, that you might walk the path to the promised land of milk and honey. No, man does not live on bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. And Jesus Christ is the Word made flesh. In Him, we have the bread of life. From this rock flows the rivers of salvation. Robed in His righteousness, we have a garment that will not wear out, but will last eternally in Him. In Christ, we walk in the ways of the Lord. We follow in His promises. We fear and we love and we trust in God above all things, even if we are in the valley of tears. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land. Land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing out in the valleys and hills. A land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates. A land of olive trees and honey. A land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing. Nothing. And you shall eat, and you shall be full. You shall bless the Lord your God for the good land that he has brought you to. Especially as we remember today our dear friend Paula Ross, as she now finds herself in this land. So do not despair in your journey, my brothers and sisters in Christ, but know that the day is coming soon when Christ will come, and once and for all, he will lead and he will guide to our final destination. Where is the Lord now? They may ask, and we will answer. Wherever he goes, we will surely follow. This is no mirage. Be strong. Be courageous. Don't lose heart on the journey. For together, we will enter into the promised land to rest in the Lord forever in a land of peace and of pure joy. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Joshua Schneider, who is deployed. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.